for a little solo action while I'm at work and had a random ass thought. Now bear with me with this one. I've said some crazy shit before. I will continue to say some crazy shit. This may not even be the craziest shit that I say, but this one's definitely out there. Even I will admit to that. But what I challenge
is the right lane to take exit 21 onto CA 84 West and Dakota Road toward
the tell me how to drive. Tell me how to live my life. Artificial intelligence. Just for that, like, I'm gonna go a different way out of spite. But then it reroutes me and eventually tells me where to go. Yeah, I don't want to start that cycle. So, back to my thought. I challenge it.
Take the
you
exit,
listeners
keep
to...
Right to merge onto
open your minds up. And instead of having...
Keep right to merge onto CA84
a mentality where... You know, you automatically, like... Like, that doesn't make any sense. Like, that can't happen. No way. Flip it. You know, and have a mentality where it's more or less until somebody proves that idea wrong, until somebody proves that idea false. Why can't it be true?
In 1.7 miles, take exit 36 onto Paseo Madre Parkway to Avenue.
You know, so keep an open mind, try to have that kind of mindset, and here we go. So what this idea has to do with is the belief that parallel universes exist, and, you know, not just that they exist, but possessing the ability to cross universes with different versions of yourself. Hold on, don't do it. Fuck it. Big ass tour bus. Idiot drivers. Look at that, still doing idiotic shit back there. Some people, I swear. For sure that guy's a random breaker. Or girl, I don't know. I wasn't paying attention to the driver. I was paying attention to not crashing. But anyways, back to what I was saying.
Take the exit and turn left onto the same block.
What if...
At the light, use the left lane to turn onto the same block.
What if that's what... Deja vu is? What if, you know, what if all those times where, you know, we had deja vu where it's like, this feels way too familiar, or when we have those vivid dreams where you wake up and you're just like, yo, like, that shit felt like way too real, that shit was way too vivid. What if those are in fact you crossing parallel universes mentally? You know, not physically, but mentally. What if you do that and you don't even realize it? What if that happens and you're not even in control of it? What if when you black out, without any logical reason, what if that's what's taking place? What if it's a different version of yourself trying to cross universes? what if you're not even aware that it's happening? You know, again, this is where, you know, flipping that way of thinking, that mindset, you know, to where you're more, well, you know what? Until someone proves that wrong, why can't it be true? You know, so now that we've established that, that there may be the possibility of that occurring, let's take it a step further. And what if somehow, instead of mentally, you know, obviously, you know, we can spiritually, you know, connect with different versions of ourselves, in theory anyways. But what if somehow that can be taken a step further and
make a U-turn?
It can somehow happen physically. You know, what if physically you could
at the light, turn left onto Willow Street, then turn
somehow jump universes, you know, and switch places with a different version of yourself. Again, what if this happened and you don't even realize it? What if this happens and you're not in control of it? Again, what if a different version of yourself is the one actually making this happen? And here you're just like, oh, I just had a vivid dream, or, you know, whatever excuse you conjure up at the time. What if instead of that excuse, what if it's you physically going to another universe? Now, sometimes, you know, I know your mind automatically wants to go to something obscure. But sometimes within these universes, and I do believe that, you know, there's some pretty obscure shit out there. But this one is kind of more like those subtle differences, like everything is the same except for your name. You know, everything is the same except for the place that you live. Everything is the same except for the department you work in. Everything is the same except for the person you call your spouse. Now really think about that and let that marinate. Let that fester in. Like really try to imagine a situation where that shit happens and